Welcome back to KTIK's coverage of Mountain West Media Day, brought to you by Audiovisual Systems and Next Title. And we start with the team picked number one in the West Division. Head coach Rocky Long of the San Diego State Aztecs joins us. And I was told by Mike May, it's the first time you guys have ever been picked first in the Mountain West.
I was told that, too. I guess that's something, that's an accomplishment, I guess. It proves that we've done some good things with our program, but it doesn't prove anything this year.
They're not giving you a head start because you get picked first, right?
No, they're not. They're not giving me a three-point advantage or anything like that when the game starts. So it doesn't mean anything, but it's kind of nice.
Do you buy into that stuff either way, though, Coach? Is it easier to tell them nobody respects us, we're number three in the conference, or is it easier to say, okay, now everybody's gunning for us, let's go get them, or does it matter? Either way.
I think if you're picked low, you can use it as motivation. If you picked high, you can use it as a positive pat on the back. See, what you've done up to this point has made people recognize you, but that means they want to beat you worse.
Right.
I think the players are intelligent enough to realize that it's kind of cool, but it doesn't make any difference when game starts.
Yeah, we were reminiscing, and Bob was talking about grass fields and how there's not a lot of them, but you've been a coach a long time. But motivating teams through the years, UCLA versus at San Diego State, with the difference in the way the kids are, what's the biggest difference?
The biggest difference is they're media savvy. So the rah-rah speech that might have fired up a team 30-some years ago when I first started coaching doesn't work anymore, because they've seen every sort of thing like that on TV. I mean, they've seen every time a great story is, they get to see it. I mean, there's a great high school team that goes through they've seen that.
Make a movie about De La Salle.
Yeah, make a movie.
Yeah.
So I think it's... You don't yell and scream at them anymore, because they've been spoiled growing up. They've been the best little league guy. They've been the best high school guy. No one's ever yelled and screamed at them. No one's ever criticized them. Not that you don't criticize them. I think we're very hard on them. I think we criticize them. I think we push them to be better. You don't do it in the same fashion as you used to. And I think you can be just as tough on them. You don't yell and scream and cuss near as much or as often.
Does it hurt their feelings, or does it just lose their production and lose their confidence?
They stop listening.
Okay.
So it gives you no benefit at all. But if you do it in the right manner, they accept criticism. They accept all that just as well as the old guys did. Way back when I first started coaching, you yell and scream and cuss at a guy, you could see fire in his eyes.
Fear, or both.
He might not beat you up right then, but he wanted to. They don't act like that. They don't react, not act. They don't react like that much anymore. But they're still as competitive. And my daughters are in the educational world, and they talk about the millennials. Do I got that right? The millennials and their attitude about things. I don't see that at all. Our players show up. We work out at 6 o'clock in the morning. Our players are on time. They've got energy. They work hard. 95% of them go to class, 95% of them are good guys, 95% of them do what's right, 95% of them want to win just as bad as they did 20-some years ago. The game's not quite as physical as it used to be. It's more skilled now. It's more complicated now. But their attitude and energy is the same. So I guess as coaches, we're darn lucky we get to work with that group, because the group I'm hearing about is not like that. And it's the same age group. But the group I hear about all the time is not like those guys I'm around.
Wow.
Rocky Long joins us. He's the head coach of the San Diego State Aztecs. Rocky, you've been in football, as we've mentioned, a long time. Very few starting quarterbacks return in the Mountain West. Have you ever been in a league that's had this few returning guys? And what do you think it means to the league that so many teams, including your own, are going to have to break a new one in this year?
I've never even been around a media day where it's even close to this. I mean, I'm used to 3 to 5, maybe even 6, guys that got really good quarterbacks coming back, and they got the best chance to win the league. This is weird. It's strange. I mean, Chucky Keaton is the only one I know that is that kind of quality quarterback, and he's coming off a really bad injury. The rest of them, everybody knows a little bit about if they played last year, but nobody jumps out there and says, I'm the best quarterback in this league, or we're the 3 best quarterbacks in this league. I think it's kind of weird, but I think it makes the league wide open. anybody that gets a quarterback that's playing good, they got a huge advantage.
Well, I know you want a quarterback that's playing well, and I'm reading only. You've got some changes in play calling and how things are going to run, that maybe more spread formation, maybe a little bit more of that. Is that just sort of rolling with the times, or do you have skill sets there that lend themselves to that? You got a tremendous running back. I wouldn't want to take the ball out of his hands necessarily.
Well, we're not going to do that, but I think I have to give offensive guys credit. Number one, the rules have made it better for the offenses. Number two, the offensive guys are doing some very difficult things to defense. And some of it's out of spread formations because they get you from sideline to sideline. On defense, you have to make plays in the open field one-on-one, which are hard to do. So I think it's a sign of the times for us. We're still going to run the ball, and we still want DJ Pumphrey to have it a whole bunch. Some of it's our quarterbacks. We have one kind of drop back guy, and we have two that are kind of spread guys.
Mm-hmm.
out of their former schools or their high schools, they were spread guys. So some of it is to give the quarterback a little more comfort, maybe let them perform a little bit better. But some of it's just on defense, we're having a hard time stopping some of that stuff, so we ought to run some of that stuff.
Coach Long, how good do you think your defense can be this year? Because I'm looking at your names. A lot of guys back from last year.
Well, we played good on defense last year. Some of it was the type of teams we were playing. People can put up big numbers on you if they are able to throw the ball and throw it well. And we played pretty good in the secondary last year. But we played a bunch of running teams last year. We played three triple option teams last year, which is very unusual. So our running defense isn't way up there, but our passing defense is way up there. So it's more on who you play. Now we've got some good players on defense, and we'll be pretty good on defense, but we're playing a few more explosive offenses this year than we did last year.
A lot of discussion about, you know, conference scheduling, and I read some comments that you thought maybe you had an idea that we could get rivalries back in the Mountain West. A lot of rivalries split all up. So what's your idea there, Coach, for rivalry week in the Mountain West, and who would be San Diego State's rival?
The first question's easy. I think if you can establish a rivalry that you play the last game of the year, it's beneficial for everybody. Because even if you've had a bad season, your players can get and fans can get excited about the last game of the year. I think that's unbelievable. I've been in that situation when I was in the Pac-10, now the Pac-12. That was so much fun. But now you have to establish who your rival is.
Right.
So if you went through our league, I wouldn't, you know, they say history-wise, it's us in Fresno, San Diego State and Fresno, history-wise. But I would guess proximity-wise, it's San Jose and Fresno. So then proximity-wise, it'd be us and UNLV. So I don't know where you go from there. It's New Mexico and Air Force. It's Colorado State and Wyoming. I don't know.
So it gets dicey.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody wants to pick who it is.
Right.
Every coach, every administrator wants to pick who your rival is. Because of fans and so forth and so on.
Fans would want it to be San Diego State and Boise State, I think. That'd be my opinion, Rocky. You've done a good job.
That's okay with me.
Yeah, but there's no mystique in the rivalry. Can we get that?
Yeah, that's true. I still believe that.
I know that.
I still believe that.
So are those two teams going to collide in the first weekend of December? Are we either going to San Diego and you coming up here or coming up to Boise?
I think that'd be a very – I have no idea, but I think that'd be a very nice scenario, yes. I would love that to happen, yes.
What about the home-and-home schedules with the Pac-12? How is it that, you know, that's coming together for San Diego State? That's so important, I imagine, for your school specifically. Is there a formula to getting that done, to get them to come to you and go to them and, you know, have a go back and forth?
The athletic directors and I had a discussion a while back because we have, and we still have some, we've had a lot of money games. We're going to Penn State this year to make over $1 million, okay? That's okay. And I think we'll have a good enough chance to beat them. That's okay. But the travel and then coming back the next week hurts us the next week. I mean, we're going to have a hard time after that kind of – just like when you go to Hawaii and come back. The
right.
Second week's the hardest.
Right.
So even if we go win, it's hard for us the next week, and we make $1 million. But so what? Why not decide a way we can make the same amount of money and play a home game? Well, that's really simple. You get home and home. Get home and home with Penn State. They don't have to pay us $1 million. They pay our expenses to go there. When they come to San Diego, we'll sell 70,000 seats. We'll make our $1 million, and we got a home game. Well, most of those schools won't do it. we had some luck. We've had luck with the most of the Pac-12 schools. They're willing to do it because when we go play them at their place, they fill up too because people follow us. When they come to play us, we fill up because they follow us, or their fans follow them. So what has happened, in my opinion, is we're going to start playing home games against Pac-12 schools at home, and we're still going to have the payday. And there's going to be 60,000 to 70,000 people sitting there. Now, half of them are going to be for them, but that's okay. But when we go to Penn State, guess what? 99% of them are for them.
Exactly.
I mean, so I'm glad the AD's agreed with me because I think it's really good. I think it's cool.
Do you think, Coach, you can keep it if you guys knock them off too many times? The Pac-12 games I'm speaking of.
There's only a couple schools that have balked at the idea of playing us home and home. The other ones know that it's going to be a very competitive game, and they're willing to take the chance. There's been a couple that aren't willing to take the chance. They'll play us, but they're not going to play at our place.
You know? USC, I imagine, being one of them.
We haven't got SC to make a, make a contract.
Stanford may not be doing a contract.
No, we already got Stanford.
You got Stanford done?
We got Stanford home and home.
That's huge.
We've already done Washington State. We've already done Washington. We've already done Oregon State. We got both Arizona schools home and home. We got Stanford home and home. We got Cal home and home. We're probably going to have Colorado home and home. What?
UCLA.
UCLA home and home.
Oregon.
We're going to get Utah home and home. Right now, Oregon won't do it, and SC won't do it.
Coach, finally, as we wrap things up, for San Diego State to win this Mountain Division, the West Division, and then ultimately the Mountain West, what has to come through? Is there something, as you look at your team coming in, that you think you need to have be better than expected to put you guys over the top?
Well, there's three things that we have to do. Our quarterback, whoever it is, has to play well. Our offensive line has to develop. Okay? And we have to be lucky on injuries.
Well, I hope you're lucky on injuries, and I hope we see you the first weekend in December.
That's good stuff. Thank
That'd
you,
be
Coach.
Fun. Thank you, guys.